Paradigm definition. Five senses-based mathematics. A paradigm is a full-scale scientific understanding with a simple, comprehensive, and accurate high-level description with medium-level components and processes and relying on a mass of low-level information, decisive portions of which can be checked via the five senses. Regarding a paradigm, as the term is used here, decisive elements of it must be physically measurable against the ruler of this bioecosystem's singular reality, to the self-evident satisfaction of the cognitive portion of every or almost every human's mind. In order to qualify as a full-blown paradigm, it must be clear, well-defined, comprehensive, and most important, thoroughly consistent, up and down the logical levels. It cannot rely on the belief portion of the mind, but rather, as science, must rely on the alert, rational, fully conscious, five senses portion, that 30% of everyone's mind that sees things in exactly the same way as everyone else. That 30% portion that sees things in conformity with this bioecosystem's singular reality. That's what makes it different from a philosophy, a religion, or a belief system. One can reach conclusions that a particular paradigm is accurate to life, but one cannot believe in a paradigm, for that would be a contradiction in terms. Copernicus, Lavoisier, Darwin each had a paradigm. Jesus, Buddha, and Moses did not. They had something else, not in the direct pathway of this discussion. I would remind the reader that science and reason constitutes only about 30% of the human thinking process. But, in the current human situation, at this time, that particular 30% is the make or break. A list of paradigm criteria drawn up by this author appears at www.imagine9.com/start/nrm913.pdf. Science. I know very little about religions, and even less about philosophy. These are fields I have never seriously pursued, and which are only tangential to my discoveries. I do, however, know a good deal about the human attachment system, about adolescent development, and about psychiatry, in those cases, as a matter of provable, disprovable science. In those areas, Drs. John Bowlby of the United Kingdom, Salvador Minuchin of Philadelphia, Harry Stack Sullivan of New York, and Paul Watzlawick of California served as intellectual attachment figures for me as I wrote the original Paradigm volume. It should be emphasized that I never knew any of them, and it was through their books and through their books alone that I learned what they had discovered. A more comprehensive list of persons I look to and pray to lifelong appears above, as well as in the attachment figures slide and in the bibliographical text and footnotes.